All right, everybody, welcome to a Wednesday edition of 7 Minutes of Saints, your daily Saints podcast destination. All right, Andrew, this one's free because of our friends at SeatGeek. They have an amazing app. Go to the Google Play Store or iTunes or wherever you get your app. Their app has three levels to it. Green light means you're getting a good deal. Yellow light means you're getting an okay deal. Red light means your deal is crappy. You might want to stay away from it. Right now, if you use the code ACAA, you get $20 off your first purchase through SeatGeek on them. So do it now. That's like a beer, a hat, nacho hat. It's awesome. So once again, use the code ACAA. Get 20% off your first purchase with the SeatGeek app. SeatGeek, life's an event. We have the tickets. All right, Andrew. So today on the Wednesday podcast, I wanted to do another fun hypothetical. Maybe this week's theme is hypothetical week for the Saints, right? So my idea is, what would the Saints do if in August, let's say, Teddy Bridgewater is rocking it, and he's looked awesome for two or three of the preseason games, because he's going to play a ton, right? And a team that's fancies themselves a contender, they get an injury at quarterback, whoever that would be, whether it's the Rams or Kansas City or Pittsburgh or whoever, and they get an injury at quarterback, kind of like Minnesota did when Bridgewater got hurt and his career was almost over, and they go and they panic and they offer the Saints a first-round pick or a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick or whatever for Bridgewater. If you're the Saints, what do you do?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting conundrum because there's a lot of layers and things at play here. So my initial gut reaction is that Bridgewater is untouchable. And the reason I say that is right now, at least now, the Saints feel like he's the heir apparent to Breeze. They're developing him to be the quarterback of the future for this team. And when you have that guy in the building, you don't want to let him go. So, you know, if you have a franchise quarterback or you believe you have that and he's your quarterback of the future, then there's really no amount of assets that you would move him for, because that's maybe the one position on your team that's untouchable. Now, there's a lot of things at play. First of all, we've been under the working assumption that Breeze is leaving, you know, that this is Breeze's last year.
Yeah.
But what if it's not? You know, and there was a time where Breeze said he was going to play until 45, and
yeah,
most recently, you know, it kind of sounded like maybe he was taking it year by year, but I don't think we can categorically say at this point Breeze is retiring. And if Breeze tells the Saints organization, like, hey, I plan on playing another couple years, I don't know that Bridgewater is going to be comfortable sitting for that long. So that's my first thing. Like, you know, that's a big what if. And if someone comes offering a first round and you know you can re-sign Breeze and keep him for another couple years, then I think you at least consider it. The second thing I would say about this whole situation is that the Saints may uncover, like, he may not play that well in preseason, and so maybe the offers would be lower, or maybe he plays okay, like good enough to make teams think that Bridgewater is back. But in working with him for an entire training camp, which Sean Payton didn't have the luxury of last year, and working with him through an entire preseason, Sean Payton's going to have more information about him.
Yeah.
He may realize at that point, like, you know, I've now had a lot of time with him. I've had time with him prepping for a game. I've seen him start for me. And I'm seeing some chinks in the armor. I'm seeing some things that I didn't expect to see. He's not growing in this offense. Maybe he's not my guy anymore. So let's go ahead and make that trade, knowing that we've got to go elsewhere to find our guy of the future.
The only thing I would say, and that your point is interesting, the only thing I would say for a trade is if an NFC team has an injury at quarterback, I don't give a fuck what they would offer. Like, if Goff would get hurt, Andrew,
yeah,
I don't care if the Rams offer you two number one, because you're trying to win a Super Bowl now, and if, like, the Bears, like Trubisky gets hurt, or one of the teams that you view as a threat to you, if they need a quarterback, they don't get to play. I don't care if they
What if you're out of the playoffs though? Or what if it's clear you're 3-5, you're 2-6, and it's just clear you're not winning a Super Bowl?
Well, no, I was thinking maybe then, but I was thinking like it happened in the middle of August. Like I was thinking like Goff blows out an Achilles like the third preseason game,
right?
And they call the Saints. Like I'm not doing it because I'm like the Rams. Your boat is broken, man. You're adrift at sea, and I'm gonna watch you sink.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any chance of it happening in August. I was picturing more the trade deadline where you have more information on Bridgewater.
Yeah,
the team's more desperate because all of a sudden they've lost the quarterback. They're in the playoff race, and they just don't believe they can sustain it with their backup, but they could with Bridgewater. So, you know, the last interesting layer to all of this is that Bridgewater's in a contract year. So you would be giving another team the right to franchise him if he was awesome and won a Super Bowl or whatever. But he's going to hit that market again. And so, I mean, in theory, you could trade him, get a first-round pick, and then – make him a huge offer in the offseason and maybe still retain or maybe still keep him. But I think, you know, the optics there, once you trade him, is, you know, his feelings would be hurt. He probably wouldn't sign with you no matter what if you trade him away.
Not necessarily, though. Baseball, they did it a couple of years ago with the Cubs. The Yankees traded Aroldis Chapman to the Cubs at the deadline. Aroldis Chapman helped the Cubs win the World Series, and then the Yankees signed him back. So, I mean, it is possible, right? Because money talks. I mean, this to me was just an interesting exercise to do because I find it fascinating on what you do if you're the Saints. And my thinking on this was different than yours. I know you're thinking of at the deadline, but I was just thinking of like, you know, I mean, Bridgewater. Put it this way, he looked good enough last year with the Jets for the Saints to give a third round for him, right? So I don't think it's impossible that he starts the first 2 weeks for the Saints and plays a ton and looks freaking amazing within Sean Payton's offense. You know, the Saints maybe game plan a little because because my thing is in the preseason, Andrew, I think you're right in that Sean Payton is going to be wanting to get information. They're going to want to figure out what they have with Bridgewater, right? And the only way to do that is in game. I know practice you can see a little in preseason. Look, I know it's not regular season games, but I think the Saints may game plan a little bit in the preseason, knowing Bridgewater is going to play, to say, hey, let's see how he absorbs this. Let's see what he does when we really put in a little bit of game plan, do this and do that. And I think when the Saints are game planning in the preseason, I truly believe Bridgewater, there's a better than average chance that he looks amazing in the preseason, and teams are gonna be like, oh, we should have signed him. Oh my God, we missed the boat. Like, I just could see it that way, and that makes a desperate team even more likely to make a move. But that's why I brought this up, and it's just an interesting thing. It's just an interesting adage going in, but do you agree with my theory that the Saints are going to game plan maybe a little bit in preseason more than they normally do and play Bridgewater a ton?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. And look, the parting thought I have about this is it's important for us to remember it as fans that like how this season plays out, how training camp and preseason play out, they have huge impact on what 2020 looks like for the Saints at quarterback because say what you will about Breeze. You know, we make a lot of assumptions that he's retiring. Say what you will about Bridgewater. We make a lot of assumptions that he's the guy of the future. But the reality is that the options to the Saints in terms of who is throwing passes for them in the future is completely wide open. And I say that because contractually you can formulate a picture in your head of what things look like, but at the end of the day, contractually, these guys are both on one-year contracts. And so there are so many scenarios. Like, let's talk them through. Like, the Saints go 1-15, highly unlikely, but let's say Breeze has an injury, Bridgewater's awful, they go 1-15, they've got the first pick, they can take Tua, and let these contracts expire and let both players walk. You know, so like it's or you know, they can go 7-9. Bridgewater played a little bit. He was awful. Breeze decides to retire, and they're like, yeah, you know what? Like, we're going to go get a free agent. We're going to go get the best quarterback free agent and pay him a lot of money because we don't like Bridgewater. Or both guys get injured, Taysom Hill lights it up. And they're like, less likely. But I'm just saying, like, right now, the way the Saints are positioned contractually, it is wide open what they do next year. So we can make a lot of assumptions, but at the end of the day, like, it just depends on how it all plays out.
Well, here's the thing. The Taysom Hill scenario just laid out would be amazingly fun. But and I love Taysom Hill, but he as the future quarterback for the Saints, terrifies me because that dude's medical history is like a mile long.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was just about to say, like, he could play like 6 amazing weeks, win the Super Bowl, and then the Saints would invest in him and make him the star of the future, and then he immediately gets injured in preseason the following year for the year.
Totally.
Like,
that's exactly
how that would play.
Totally. You know what, though? I'd sign up for that right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's crazy. So that's why I wanted to dive into all these hypotheticals. And by the way, people, this podcast is free, but $7 a month gets you Saints podcast every freaking day, and it gets you an awesome beer koozie. Go to our Twitter feed, Saints Happy Hour, and you can see how amazing the beer koozie looks. Andrew, is it not amazing?
It's amazing, and I got to say, the fans, obviously, all our patrons are posting pictures of it, which I love seeing. Really appreciate you guys including us on those and letting us know you got them and that you're using them, because it seems like everyone's loving it, so that makes me excited.
Yeah, so do it, people, and we will see you tomorrow.